pregame show continues here from Bonnet State Dome between the Kindred Vikings and the Grant County Coyotes from the North Dakota State Class B Girls Basketball Tournament. With us now is Sam Brandt, the head coach of the Kindred Vikings. And Sam, first and foremost, congratulations on making it back to the state tournament. What can you take away from what you saw last year against Grant County this year against the Coyotes, Sam?
I think they're a different team a little bit last year than like we were last year. So we're going to come out, we're going to focus on ourselves, play our game, you know. Not too many teams see our pressure like we do it. So that's what we're going to rely on tonight is defense.
You mentioned about the defense, your ability to turn teams over. What's been the roots of that this year for this team to never let up, to continue to go and get those turnovers to convert them into points, Sam?
It's our length, our athletic ability. We love to be aggressive on it. Sometimes it gets us in a little trouble, but we enjoy it, and somehow they get some weird satisfaction about it, you know, getting those easy buckets. So, you know, the kids enjoy it. We push hard for it, preach it. Might as well just have fun with it.
What's the experience of what your team can take here? Because there's some girls, for example, Tori Brunt, you know, Abby Dukeshire, who played in a game like this last year. What's their experience they can rely on? Maybe some of the girls that were role players that are going to be playing minutes here tonight, Sam.
They're going to take on the role like they have every game this year, you know, and being in the dome it's good for us. We were just at the shack, so I think the lights were a little bit brighter there than they are here, and I think they're comfortable and they're ready to go.
For you, big key here tonight, you mentioned about trying to turn them over, play your pace, but ultimately, if Grant County does get into their sets in the front court, how are you going to try to disrupt them here this evening, Sam?
Get our hands on balls, tips, be aggressive, you know, and hopefully persuade them into a little trap and get it rolling, pushing hard, get them uncomfortable. That's our job.
Sam, as always, thanks so much for your time. Good to see you here at the state tournament. Best of luck.
Thanks.
That, again, is the head coach for the Kindred Vikings, Sam Brandt, with us here on the pregame show. Kindred 19-4 on the season. Grant County head coach by Nicole Benz at 19-5 on the year. Let's get to our Lock Shop Keys to Victory. They cover everything from auto, residential, and commercial. For more, simply go online to thelockshopnd.com. And, Jack, if you're Grant County, what has to change from last year where they lost against the Kindred Vikings in the semifinal round at state?
We're a year later. I mean, for Grant County, it's another season for them. They've been through the test. This is gravy for them, and they come into this year's tournament with a hope and a feeling of advancing, and they've got girls with another year of maturity underneath them. And for some, when we look at the seniors, when we look at Lexi Bentz and Taylor Rail, you know, these are seniors that aren't going to leave anything to chance. They're going to come after this one, and Lexi Bentz is heading on to play collegially at Valley City State University. These are two solid players. Rail had suffered a little bit of an ankle injury during the year. She got that healed up, but she's a sharpshooter. And then the Alt twins, you know, Coral and Cameron Alt, they're not identical. And as they're talking with Nicole Bentz, they're different personalities, and both are so good. You know, Cameron Alt is 6'1", good long body. Their key is simply be themselves. They've seen teams as tough as Kindred this year already. They've got good balance over there. The one freshman guard, Isabel Boyer, you know, getting some time. But between the Alt girls, Rail and Bentz, that's plenty. That is plenty to get the job done. So, you know, they just can't give up possessions. They're going to hit shots. They can't turn the ball over. They feel they've got enough ball handlers to handle the pressure of the Kindred Vikings. If they don't, they're going to be in trouble. But they feel that they do.
That was our Lock Shop Keys to Victory. They cover everything from auto, residential, and commercial. Go to lockshopnd.com for more. From there, let's get to our starting lineups brought to you by United Blood Services. Be a hero and donate today. You can set up a life-saving appointment at bloodhero.com. That's bloodhero.com. Your one donation can save up to three lives. Grant County will be the visitors on the scoreboard. They'll roll this way. Isabel Boyer, a 5'6 freshman guard, averages 6 points and six... 8 points and six rebounds per game. Boyer at 5'6". Coral Alt, a 5'10 sophomore forward and a guard, a little bit of a hybrid, 10 points per game and five rebounds. Cameron Alt, a 6'1 sophomore forward, 8 points per game and six boards. Taylor Rail, a 5'10 senior forward, 13 points, six rebounds and four assists, also can play the guard spot. And Alexis Bentz, a forward, also a guard. I like that a lot from Grant County, very diverse with their front five. Alexis Bentz, a 5'10 senior, 15.9 points per game and 11 rebounds, a double-double for Grant County. So Boyer, Coral Alt, Cameron Alt, Rail, and Bentz. Grant County head coach by Nicole Bentz at 19-5 on the season. The Kindred Vikings, they go this way. A 5'10 eighth grader who is already their captain, Abby Dukeshire, 17 points per game and six rebounds. Laura Beaver, a 5'6 senior forward, 2 points per game and two boards. Taylor Keller, a 5'10 senior forward, 5 points per game and four rebounds. Tori Broughton, 5'5 senior guard, 11 points per game for Broughton. And Greta Dahl, a 5'11 senior center, 4 points per game and four rebounds. Dukeshire Beaver, Keller, Broughton, and Dahl. Head coach is Sam Brandt for the Kindred Vikings. And as much as Kindred plays with those five starters, they can also go 3, 4, maybe 5 on the bench, Jack.
Yeah, that might be another part of our lock shop keys to the game. You know, what we've seen out of Tina Fryer's game has really spun to a new level. Fryer provides energy. She forces turnovers. Taryn Johnson, Johnson and Fryer off the bench are big keys also for Kindred.
The Kindred Vikings out in their white uniforms for the Grant County Coyotes, out in their dark blue uniforms with gray letters and numerals outlined in white. The opening tap is won by Grant County as they have it in the front court. 4 8-minute quarters and a 35-second shot clock here in Class B girls basketball. Ball goes right-hand side now to the right block. Spinning is bent. Passes up top. They reverse it. Now it's going to be a jump shot from 15 feet. It short misses everything. Then a turnover on Grant County. That is number one on the Kindred Vikings in terms of their press that they get to you even after an offensive rebound.
Not a bad idea. Lexi Bance was just trying to find that wing player. Problem was the wing player shifted back over to the boy and the ball turned over.
Dukeshire with the basketball, takes the ball, screen to the right-hand side, man-to-man defense by Grant County. Broughton three ball, right pocket short. Ball gets right in the hands of Rail, and Taylor Rail up the floor for Grant County as she crosses over. 1-2-2 zone by Kindred. Rail with some nice moves down the lane and counted. Oh, she crossed over right to left and left to right, tiptoed down the lane, and is at the free throw line for a three-point opportunity.
I mentioned to you one of the keys to the game, and that was the ability to handle the ball. And I said Taylor Rail has no problem handling the ball. We just saw a display, a clinic, if you will, by Rail. Went through four different Vikings.
Taylor Keller will pick up her first, team's first. Rail misses the free throw. A good defensive box out there by Keller for the Kindred Vikings. Dukeshire up the floor, leaves it between the circles to Keller. Now they go to Beaver at the left wing. Man-to-man defense again by Grant County. Broughton, ball fake, kick out, right-hand side to Keller. Keller to Dukeshire. Dukeshire comes off a screen. She'll shoot the three. That's off the back tab. No rebound is going to be one between Beaver and alongside Grant County's Isabel Boyer. The jump ball will favor the Kindred Vikings. 6:59 here in opening quarter play from the State B girls basketball tournament. Kindred off the quick inbounds to Greta Dahl. They caught Grant County napping, and Greta Dahl with her first 2 points.
You got to watch when the official gives the ball to the girl out of bounds. Grant County got caught sleeping.
Grant County in the front court. Boyer to the right short corner. Double team comes. Leaves a pass to Rail. Rail cross-court skip. Three ball by Bentz from the left of the key. Halfway down and out. And then we have an offensive foul on Grant County. Good box out by Keller as she had position that time on Cameron Ault. Ault will pick up her first and the team's first on the Coyotes.
Yeah, actually a foul on a rebound on Cameron Ault. She was on the body of a Kindred Viking. Indeed, good rebounding. And that's going to be another key. Vikings going to have to get in front of those big girls like Cameron Ault.
Dukeshire takes the ball screen at the left wing, finds Dahl on the pick and pop. Baseball pass on the skip to Broughton, looks inside to Keller. It hit her right in the gut in a turnover on Kindred. Boyer up the floor, gets double team, tiptoes the near sideline, right-handed dribble, and then Broughton with a foul. That'll be with the body. Broughton with her first and the team's first. Grant County will have to work for every inch of this court with the real estate, with the pressure that the Vikings will implore. Ball goes to the right baseline. Ball fake, double team, bends, right wing. She'll shoot the three. That's off from the left-hand side. Rebound by Dukeshire. And Dukeshire wants to run in transition. A little hesitation dribble. Right hand goes to the right short corner. Passes to Broughton at the left wing. Broughton with the shot fake. Takes two dribbles to Dahl. Extra pass. Dukeshire right wing. Three ball. Good. Dukeshire gives Kindred their first lead of the night. Grant County with Rail. Rail is getting hounded by Broughton. Gets it across the timeline. Now shows off her skills. Great bounce pass to the right. Block off the window. And it's good. Coral Ault with an and one opportunity of the assist by Taylor Rail.
Once again, they try to bottle up Rail in the backcourt. Rail very patiently worked herself around to a free spot. Knew she had three Vikings guarding her. Someone was open. A perfect thread of the needle to Coral Ault and puts Ault the line after the end one.
Coral Ault makes the free throw. She is a 77% free throw shooter on the season. Dahl picks up her first and the team's third for Kindred. Tied up at five apiece. We thought this would be a dandy early on. It is in the opening minutes. Beaver goes backdoor to Keller, and Keller gets fouled in the act of shooting. Picking up the foul for Grant County is going to be Bence, her first and the team's second, and we have a timeout on the floor. This timeout brought to you by West Funeral Home and Life Tribute Center. It's the little things that make the difference. 5:27 left to go in our opening quarter play. It's the Kindred Vikings 5 and the Grant County Coyotes 5 on your NDSCS scoreboard on 740 The Fan. Back here from the Minot State Dome, Chase Miller, Jack Michaels, Chris Crick, and you here on a Thursday night. Going to the free throw line is Taylor Keller for Kindred. First one is up and good. Keller, a 60% free throw shooter at the line as a team. Kindred is 60.5% at the line. Second free throw attempt for Keller. Misses. Rebound comes down to Bence for Grant County. Kindred with a 6-5 lead. And Abby Dukeser almost gets a steal and comes up into press row. She kind of looked at that bottle of water, Jack, and goes, yeah, I don't want to get splashed.
It's the difference between falling over some station we're not familiar with and falling over our station. She goes to ours. I'm going to give her water and fudge sticks.
She might come up with a hot dog to boot. Bence goes right wing to Boyer. Boyer dribbles out now, guarded by Broughton. And Kindred, well, they want to try to keep you on one side with that 1-2-2 zone. Ball gets deflected. Coming up with it is Coral Alt to Bence at the right wing. 14-footer is long. Rebound to Greta Dull for Kindred. Bence just hasn't found her stroke yet tonight, but she could go off at any minute for Grant County. Ball goes left wing to Beaver. Beaver ball fake, leaves it to lefty the key to Broughton. Broughton skips it to Dull at the right wing. Dull looks for a pass, finds Dukeser at the left of the key. Dukeser ball fakes, takes a couple of dribbles back to Dull. Bounce pass inside red beautifully there by Bence as she was able to front last second on Keller and the turnover. Bence up the floor, ball gets poked away by Keller, and we'll have a number of substitutions here for the Kindred Vikings. Coming in, Michaela Heinrich, Taryn Johnson, and Christina Fryer. Heinrich, a 5'9 junior, Johnson, a 6-foot eighth grader, and Fryer, a 5'8 eighth grader.
There's one player you won't see probably leave this game for Kindred, and she wears number 5.
Abby Dukeser. That is a fact. Ball goes right wing to Boyer. Boyer leaves it to the right-hand side on the baseline now to Cameron Alt as they go inside to Boyer on the give and go to Rail. Rail takes two dribbles inside the paint. Jump shot, no. Rebound by Bence. Splits a double team. Can't get it to go. Gets the offensive put back off the mark, no. And a board by Johnson for Kindred. Dukeser crosses the timeline in transition. As she does, she leaves it to Broughton. Broughton at the left wing. Baseball pass across the floor to Fryer. Fryer looks to Johnson. Ball gets deflected out of bounds on the baseline, and it'll stay with Kindred.
What Kindred does, and those of us that have heard a broadcast calling Shanley basketball, they do a lot what Shanley does. They skip balls a lot. It rotates the defense. They try to catch you out balance.
Johnson's shot was partially deflected that time by Rail, and Bence will come down with it for Grant County. 6-5 is your score. Kindred leads with 3:52 left to go in this opening quarter of play. Ball up top to Rail. Rail fires a pass inside to Alt. Leaves it to Bence. Her shot was partially deflected from the left wing short. Ball's on the floor. We're going to have a jump ball. Possession arrow will favor Grant County. The tie-up between Heinrich of Kindred and Coral Alt of Grant County.
And two teams just scrapping at it. And you're right what you said earlier. Lexi Bence, you don't keep her down too long. I think she's trying to shoot a couple of shots to rush it to get herself into rhythm. She's going to settle down here pretty soon and get some shots she likes.
Wetzel checks into the game for Grant County. Bence finds an open Coral Alt to just have position that time on Fryer at the right block. And Coral Alt would be going to the free throw line shooting two. She is a 77% free throw shooter. Has already made one for one there from the line.
Coral and her twin sister Cameron, we talked about it earlier, they separated by height, not separated by birthdays, but separated by height and what I'm told, personalities. You know, one's kind of a feisty and go-getter, the other kind of long and smooth.
Fryer picks up the foul, her first, team's fourth, as Alt goes 2-for-2 from the line. Grant County early on, 3-of-4 as a team, and Grant County has the lead right back by a point with 3:35 left in this first carry of play. Heinrich forces a jump shot from the left elbow. That's off the mark and goes on to bounce, but it does allow Kindred to set up in their full court 2-2-1 press.
Heinrich knew she got sped up, just looked at Sam Brandt, said, my bad, coach.
Bence into the backcourt. Looks for a teammate that's cutting. Instead, we'll find Rail, and Rail continues to miraculously dribble across this Kindred Vikings defense forces a pass to the left short corner. Kick out now to Coral Ault. Ault lost it for a second. Jump shot comes from the left wing. That's off the mark. No good. Rebound, though, by Bex. Put back good for two. Bex with her first 2 points.
Boy, that's coming off an Abby Dukes, your big block shot on the previous shot attempt, but Bex able to find it and put it in.
Fryer leaves it left wing to Heinrich. Heinrich up and over pass. Jump shot coming there by Fryer. Her shot was swatted by Bent. Stolen away by Brunt. Saves it to Johnson. Johnson for Kindred at the elbow. Leaves it. Heinrich left of the key for a three. That's long. Rebound to Grant County and Cameron Ault. Bent up the floor. Baseball pass to Rail. Rail gets to the right elbow. Her shot was deflected and swatted by Abby Dukesher.
That's number two for Dukesher.
2:39 left to go in this first quarter play from the State B girls basketball quarterfinals at the Monett State Dome. It's the 5-seed, Grant County 9, the 4-seed, Kindred Vikings 6 on your NDSCS scoreboard on 740 The Fan.